This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Friday. It's Friday, guys. Not sure if you noticed or if I'm the first one to tell you or anything.
Well,
but
when I wake up in the morning and it's Friday, I always realize it's Friday because I go, okay, the movie review, we peaked on Thursday with the movie review. And that's how I always know when I wake up it's Friday. And then this morning I go, is it Saturday? Oh, it was a movie review. Wait, the movie review was Wednesday. Yesterday was Thursday. Today's Friday.
Oh, it screwed you up.
It did screw me up.
Really, you think about the movie review of all things.
That's surprising.
Yeah, well, I have markers, you know, because I keep a physical calendar. So my markers are oftentimes if we had a guest on or if we had a meeting or this or that.
Weirdly, I just know it's Friday. I wake up, my eyes open, and I go, oh, my God, it's Friday!
Ah! Oh,
I don't have to set my alarm for tomorrow. Just all happy about it.
I mean, you have to unset it.
Well,
right?
What I usually do is I turn it off and turn it right back on. So I have to remember, you know, each morning as I do that, I go, yeah, I got to turn it back on for tomorrow. So I just leave it off.
I only use the one on my iPad anymore. I don't even have a...
Well, I have this really loud, has the most awful, like horrible sound. And I don't have to look at it to turn it off. I can just like... If you touch it anywhere, it turns off. So I reach, and it's far away on my bedside table. Like, I have to, you know, physically move myself to, like, shut up. So I turn that off, and then goes off again 9 minutes later. Mm. And then 2 minutes after that, all the way across the room,
yuck.
So I have to get out of the bed. My iPhone goes
off.
It
seems like torture.
It is torture.
Get it over with.
Yeah, I don't do that. I need to slowly be brought to awareness. Mm. Not really a morning person.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. You know, when I come in here, I'm like, oh my God, can it please be silent? You know what? I'm a morning person. About 5:45. I come in here, I'm like, let's do this. Come on, it's time.
Yesterday after the show, I told Brian, I go, man, I'm tired now. And he goes, oh, I'm just waking up.
Oh, like, funny.
Okay. We have different times.
I'm usually
going
pretty sapped by the end of the show, you know? Not a whole lot more to say. And
I'm ready to lay down.
And we put it out there yesterday. The Secret Show was another beauty.
Boy. That was...
It was a beauty.
What was beautiful about it?
So much stuff was said and
so
many great
laughs. There were some good laughs in there. It's pretty funny.
What?
What are you talking about? What?
I can't remember.
Say.
Oh, stuff you were asking us about?
Right, we can't say. I don't remember
Well, I actually like that. I thought that was fun. It's interesting to me that depending on your build, there's a whole other thing most people don't do.
Right.
I don't do that.
No.
You don't do that?
Well, he can't do it. They, you know.
I mean, it's just not...
Even now while she's breastfeeding?
She stopped that.
Oh. And they just went
but
right
I didn't
back
do
down
that there. While we were doing that because... They're food.
Mm.
I didn't want to do that to the baby's food.
Mm. It doesn't taint it or anything.
No, I know, but you know,
they have a purpose.
Well, they leak.
Oh. They do. That's true.
So there wouldn't have been.
You could be eating while you're doing it.
Nope. No, I didn't do that. But anyway, no, I mean.
That would be quite the trick. I mean, if you could get down there to eat while you're doing that.
I don't think for, like, I don't. Think I'm missing anything, but there is a hole. And my question was pointed that way because figured it's this particular move is a regular event.
Feels
and
like
sure enough.
I wondered why you brought that up because I was sitting beside you, and normally we're sitting in different studios.
Yeah.
And I was sitting beside you, and I know like the profile goes on, and I kept having to turn my head to reach that mic. And so when that subject came up, I wondered, is he seeing my profile? And that's what got him thinking about that.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, it is. Come on.
No, I'm telling you. That's a question I've been curious about.
You've always
wanted
to ask?
Sure. Well, you know, I mean.
You could ask me anything.
I got a million questions. They never stop.
They don't.
They never stop. I could interview you all day.
Mm. I've seen it happen. We walk into a meeting. He's like, nobody ask any questions. Then we're like, oh, my God, Vinny, I'm going to throw paper airplane.
Get out of here.
Don't ask the questions. We just want to get out.
You better not ask any questions.
Anyway, the secret show yesterday was very good.
Yeah,
I think you'll like it.
One.
And I think I liked the person that wrote in. I thought that was a curious question. I think.
Yeah.
I realize as a society we've become distant.
Mm.
As we're more connected, we become less connected.
Right.
In a weird way.
Meaning we're more connected with these phones?
These phones and with texts. Mm-hmm. And I might stay in touch with someone 20 times in a day and not have real interaction with them at all. And when
what
we
you're
find
really
ourselves,
interacting with is your phone.
Right. And when we find ourselves
face to face with someone saying the hard things. That
well,
you're
we fail
right
miserably a lot when it comes to really telling the people around you how you feel or really connecting and looking them in the eye instead of being like, well, yeah, let me just do this real quick too.
Yeah, let me look that up. Hold on.
So
let me see if I can find you the answer. Do I love you? Let me ask.
I think the love thing is fairly childish in general.
Yeah.
And they weren't kids.
No.
But I think that speaks to our new ways.
Right.
Well, and I feel like none of us wants to be hurt.
So no,
we hold back. And
yes.
our hearts are
you don't
so
want to
fragile.
Put it out there if
yes.
you're not going to get it back. And you feel like, you know, God, if you don't immediately get it back, like, you know, have I overstepped?
Uh-huh.
What have I done? I ruined everything. Oh, my God. I better write my radio show. They'll tell me if I've screwed everything up or not.
Back to Tinder. Anyway, check out The Secret Show. It was a good one.
Yeah.
Fun.
We tried to do it. The last couple of weeks have just been hairball.
Yeah.
And we haven't done one. So it felt good to get in there and do one.
And Sarah was in rare lying liar form,
oh my
too.
God.
Lying.
Whatever. Whatever.
So you're going to love hearing her just Academy Award winning
actress.
Yeah,
go ahead and check it out. Hear me lie. I'm always lying.
So last night, the Warriors had such a good game.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. I had to stay up for it. Draymond Green, you can't say enough about that guy. He doesn't get the kind of props he should get. He's such a great defender, which isn't sexy. But he was on going both ways. That's sexy, right?
Yeah.
He was incredible. Uh-huh. And we had a good game. We got the win.
Squeaked it out.
Draymond Green, you are incredible.
Aren't they down by like...
They were down. At the half, it was like they didn't even show up.
Right.
And then they just turned it on.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if the coach said, you guys...
You
want to lose
doing?
Or something?
Yeah.
Trying to lose?
You want to lose to Seth's brother's team?
Oh,
come on.
And you should have seen the little brother was on fire last night.
Really?
Like, stole the ball and even with a smile from his big brother. Stole it and, like, had a smile as he...
Aha, that was... That was...
Are they about
must
the
have
same
been so
height?
Funny.
They're about the same height, same build. Mm-hmm.
Do they look alike?
No, I think personally... Steph is much better looking.
Yeah.
But they're both handsome enough.
Yeah.
Their mom's like a supermodel.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. They
what's their
ever...
dad? What's
their
his
dad is
deal?
An used to play.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's an ex-NBAer.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice looking boy.
He's
Seth Curry. Seth,
yeah, they're both good looking,
yeah.
But I mean,
you agree Steph is better looking?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. Well, Steph is like really unique looking,
yeah.
too. Like
mm-hmm.
his eyes are just crazy sexy.
Crushing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
that
he's our guy.
That wife of his also, like, she's got some special too.
Mm-hmm.
I love Aisha.
Yeah.
But they have for years. If you watch a Warriors game, that camera finds mom in the every time.
Mm.
Oh, there's the mom, and just holds on it like okay.
Well, I know.
Well, I mean, the camera loves her. Why wouldn't they stay
sure.
there for a
Let's
minute?
Take a look at that.
Durr. Yeah, it's It was fun last night. So anyway, that's basically what I did. We had a nice healthy salmon salad.
Ooh. As in just like a salad with salmon on it?
With some salmon on it.
Mm, that is healthy. That's healthy. Everyone in the house is trying to fit into their wedding outfits, huh? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to get it together in general.
Yeah.
I don't like being...
You're not
comfortable.
I don't like it. At all.
You're way hard on yourself.
No.
Oh.
She does not.
Would she get pasta?
Yes.
Macaroni?
Yes. Macaroni is what she got. No, she tried this. It's just watching kids. It's like all the stuff you remember about yourself. There she is like, I don't like it. Did you try it? I know I don't like it. Just try it. I don't like it. You're like,
that's
you
such
didn't
a fun
try
conversation.
That. You just touched your tongue with it.
Yeah. That's not trying it.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth, chew it.
It's
swallow
like,
one bite and let's see.
I can see why parents throw their hands in the air and give up because you just go, oh, this is the same battle that's been fought since the beginning of children of times.
And then you get to fight it every night. So
yay. That's so fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. So fun.
Well, we just figured that's it.
Yeah.
So it's either that or you don't eat.
Yeah. We just never gave our kids any choice. Here's what we're having.
Yeah.
And they ate what they could and didn't. And we just, I have like a lot of food issues myself and like body image issues. And, you know, as I get older, I care way less about that stuff. But, you know, I remember really having issues. And I just said, I don't want to pass any of that on. Like if they don't want to eat it, then they don't have to eat it. I'm not going to make them a whole nother meal.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, here's what we're having. And no comment if they eat it or not. Like kids won't really starve themselves. They just won't do that. They'll figure something out. Beg for food. They just don't. So I didn't want it to be like, you know, there was pressure to clean your plate and there was pressure to eat what was put in front of you. And I just thought, and, you know, I don't know if that was right or wrong, but my kids are pretty good about, and, you know, I think too, that just comes with age. Like you're just more willing to try stuff because you try a couple things. You're like, oh, that is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of
develop a taste for something later in life,
right.
I think
that's different. People are just different. Yeah. My brother, Jan, is still the same dude he was when he was a kid. I mean, he eats more than bologna now, but...
Right.
But
that's right. He's the bologna-only
guy.
Yeah,
but only bologna forever.
Two slices of bologna.
And a little of mustard. Mm. There was dinner. My mom would make these elaborate dinners and then some bologna and mustard on a plate.
Well, she wanted him to eat something.
And he would sit there happy.
Yeah.
He'd roll it in a tube, each piece, roll it in a tube.
Oh, she should have rolled it in a tube and put a little toothpick in it, made it look all like a Safeway platter.
You're kidding me. But anyway, yeah, I think he's still that way, though. He's just not adventurous. He's not doing it. Mm. And my brother, the other brother, has never eaten beef in his life for no reason.
Mm. What?
Never once ate beef in his life.
Never had a
for
burger?
No reason. Never once ate beef
no
in
steak,
his life
no ribs.
For no reason.
Wow.
Eats chicken.
Uh-huh.
It's not like it's some I love cows
pork?
Thing.
Eats fish?
I think eats like probably eats bacon. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Eats fish.
Huh.
We would go to McDonald's and he was the one dude I've ever known that would go, I'll have a filet of fish.
Oh God, I love filet of fish.
Filet
my dad
fish.
Loved them growing up.
Who in
up.
The hell eats that?
Oh my God, there was a period in my life when that was all
that
I
was
wanted.
Your thing?
Give me a filet of fish.
Speaking of McDonald's,
that squirt of tartar sauce on it. Ooh.
They are so good at marketing. My kid has never really eaten there and loves it. And you know what she orders when she goes to McDonald's?
Mm.
I'll have the apples.
Oh, don't they have like a caramel dip
snack.
That you put them in?
It's not even that. She just wants to go to McDonald's because
it seems like the thing to do.
Because they're marketing and because the kids around her, I guess, must talk about it too. And she gets there and orders apples.
Do they? I can't remember.
The big M sign.
The apples are like, don't they do like sliced green apples?
Yeah, I think they're.
I know they're sliced,
they're
but
sauce.
I don't know if they're green.
I thought there was like a little caramel, like a little, looks like the little sauce, the dipping sauces for the Chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm. You might be right.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't care about that. Oh my God, you guys should save a McDonald's bag and every
and
day slice
apples.
Up an apple.
I know, it's
so dumb.
And
put it in there
but
and be
we
like,
you.
We went to McDonald's and here you go, here's your apple.
And it's not even like we've been there a bunch. Christina took her there recently and goes, we saw one. And I said, all right, let's go.
Mm.
What do you want at the little drive-thru?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Apples.
So funny. Well, that's, look, that's great. That's probably the only thing you can eat there that's remotely healthy for you.
Mm.
The salads aren't. unless you pick out all the good stuff and don't put any dressing on it.
Dumb. I mean, it shows you marketing works, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it for sure does.
We know it does.
Listen,
but...
we know. Radio, if you want people to know about you, you get on our show. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Call sales. I think it's 415-765-4000.
You got it.
Call them up. It works. People take a chance on
take
marketing. People take a chance on, I mean, look, obviously we're in radio and I want you to spend your money on radio. But any kind of marketing really does work. It gets you in front of people.
Oh, it works on me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Doesn't it work on you?
Absolutely. Kidding me? I bought so much crap on Instagram now.
Oh, that is not what I'm talking about.
Still, there it is. I watched a little video. I'm like, oh, that's neat. I got to get that. I just bought some little LED lights off of there. I bought a couple
you
pairs
did?
Of shoes. Yeah, I'm always buying stuff off Instagram.
What are the LED lights for?
They're little pods, little like pucks, you know, that size. And they have a little remote. And you put
are they
their,
for the yard?
Yeah. They're waterproof. I can drop them in my pond.
Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking, and you can do different colors. Oh, what? So I'm thinking, you know, those will be cool. And they were so cheap. I'm sure they're going to be awesome and last forever.
They are going to be cheap, Sarah.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right.
I just hope the battery acid doesn't leak into my pond. I mean, that would
kill the fish.
Right. Oh, my God. I love
How
those
are those fish.
They're good. Great.
Super. They're growing?
Yeah. Well, they won't get super big. They're not koi. They look like koi, but they're some other kind of goldfishy thing. But they'll only get maybe 8 inches long.
That's kind of big, though.
Yeah, they're good size, but koi will get enormous. Mm. And they love me. You know, because I feed them. So I knock my foot against the pond every day when I go out there to feed them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes, it's time. They know it's
here.
Like a Pavlovian thing. And I can put my hand in the pond. I can pick, you know, I don't torture them or anything. Mm-hmm. But they'll come over and touch my hand. And I can mm-hmm. touch them.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good. Nice having pets. I try not to get
it
too
is.
Attached
not
to them.
Pets.
I know. But they're kind of like pets.
Sort of. You're taking
I stop
care
naming
of them.
After,
you
know,
have cats. Those are your pets.
I have one cat.
Oh, right.
And that
oh,
is,
yeah, we forget about that guy.
Yeah. He's a good pet, like if you like cats that don't have any use at all and never kill anything except snakes. I'm like, don't kill the snakes. They're the only ones out here killing the rodents.
Oh.
Stop it.
You want the snakes.
Yeah, snakes are fine. Right. You know, I don't want a snake wrapped around me.
Mm-hmm.
But snakes in your garden are good. They get the mice, they get the gophers or whatever. I don't know what's in rats. I don't know what's in gardens. Bunnies. Get those.
What?
Come on.
Okay.
Bunnies.
You know me. I got a thing against bunnies. I actually don't.
No, why?
Excuse me. I didn't
you
mean to snort at 6:03 in the morning. So what are the plans this weekend?
Well, I am going to...
Oh,
it turns
Jenny's
out...
Light.
For, no, your way. That's the end of the weekend.
Oh, you have your surfing thing tonight. You have
I'm going
a something obligation.
Yeah, what's this dinner thing?
I'm gonna go for a surf when I leave here.
Yeah,
I'm all packed up.
Nice.
I'm ready.
And it is supposed to clear up today, right?
I think we have a break. We'll see.
Till tomorrow.
Right. We'll see. Say. There's no telling.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm ready. If there's a break in the wind and
you're
it's okay, I'm out there. Then it turns out it is. I don't know how you knew that. It's
what?
The dress.
Oh, well, I figured it was.
Well, if she wasn't telling you, it had to be something wedding related.
Yeah.
So
one thing you don't
and
get to know about
the
dress.
And that's one thing she'd be secretive about.
Right.
Well, you know, not secretive, but just like, oh, surprise.
Right.
So I tortured her.
Of
oh,
course, like
uh-huh.
you do.
And then she let it out of the bag. And then I was like, well, why would you be holding that back? And she goes, because it's here. And I didn't want you to bother me about seeing it.
Right.
And then I said, oh, let me see it. And then she's like, no, that's... And then I bothered her the rest of the night about seeing it.
And then did you finally get to see it?
No.
Yeah. You're not supposed to see that until you until she takes the turn
really.
Down the... It does matter.
You did that?
Absolutely.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
Did you do that? No.
I don't think
well, she didn't have
John
the...
even... I mean, we got married in a week's time, so I don't think he even cared or asked me about the dress, and I probably just threw it in the closet, and we got married the next day, I think. Mm.
Well, it's a nice reveal for you. You're going to be standing there at the end of the aisle with the, you know,
I mean, but he was in the
service.
Hotel room when I got dressed, so he probably did see it.
Yeah.
If he bothered to take a look.
I'm sure that you are, you've been together a long time, but you're still his bride. I'm sure he was looking at you and completely dizzy about it. I'm sure.
Well, when she turns that corner and starts walking down the aisle, all done up in her gorgeous dress, it's going to be a special moment.
So anyway, we got to go do that. Then we're going to take Maria out to dinner, I think, because we didn't see her at all for Mother's Day. Mm. No one did at all.
Oh.
Well, we were busy.
Yeah.
So we're busy and we were busy and that's that.
What did she do instead?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Zero idea.
Maybe there's something you can ask
her
tonight.
Oh, not the other daughter?
What'd you do on Mother's Day? So, and I don't know anything about anything. I was happy to go do whatever, but I didn't hear any plans and said, all right, I'm off.
So then you're going to make your way back over and go to the Knoll thing?
What's then I'm going to try and go to the film premiere. Grant Washburn is a local big wave surfer at Mavericks and is known worldwide. He's a big deal. And he put a film together with old footage from Greg Knoll, who is a big wave surfer from the 50s. These guys did this stuff on the jankiest equipment with no wetsuit. Like in Hawaii, that's obviously...
Sure, no problem there.
But winter conditions here were freezing, and these guys were out in that... And,
crazy.
You know, the boards weren't...
Well, you know, today's technology.
Right.
You know?
So anyway, Greg Knoll was he's like the godfather of big wave surfing. So Grant put all this old footage together. It's going to play tonight at Coconut Grove near the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk. Uh-huh.
Shame.
Shame, right. So they're going to do a film premiere. Greg Knoll will be there. So I imagine if you wanted to get him to sign something, he'd be willing. I'm guessing. I don't know, but he's making an appearance there. And then the Mermen are going to play. So it's should be a really fun night. And I know most the local big time surfing crew will be there.
Is Frankie going to be there?
Frankie's going to be there. Nice. Grant will be there. A lot of the guys who surf Mavericks will be there because it's a big wave sort of tribe thing.
Right.
So it'll be neat. So you should go if you're in the area or if you're looking for something to do.
And then you're running on Sunday. Anything just going to hang out on Saturday?
Yes. I don't have a maid, so I have chores to do.
Oh,
I have
things you get a maid.
Clean those bathrooms.
Oh my God.
Got bathrooms to clean, laundry to do, you know.
Sure. All
good
the
times.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you?
John
leaving for the Pacific
Crest
Trail.
Up in the air still. He's actually thinking about doing it by himself, so.
He should totally do that.
Oh, I don't know.
He should.
I don't want him to.
Why?
Because I'm super selfish and I'm afraid that something will happen to him, and you know,
he'll
have the most fun.
He'll have like a religious, spiritual connection with Earth, with the planet, with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
He'll have all this reflective time to come back and be that much more in love with you.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's what'll happen. I don't know. It's up in the air. So he's definitely leaving tomorrow morning to drive Riley down to his thing that he's got to do, and then he's either going to fly home or he's going to do his thing. It's he's been really torn about it.
There was a few texts from yesterday, actually. I guess before we left the shore, when we left. Life is short. He needs to pursue his dreams, interests, and go. He can do another section of the PCT with his friend next year.
That's what I think. I would do it.
Someone was saying that there are many resources for backpackers to pick up a partner along the way.
He'll definitely meet people. I'm sure there's
other people doing it. Right.
And whenever you do stuff like that, there's a neat camaraderie. I surf alone all the time. I don't even think to call anybody.
Right.
I just leave and go.
Right.
And it's one of those things where if you're enjoying your experience with Mother Nature and your exercise, you really aren't missing out on anything.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's up to him.
But I'm with you. I'd be afraid to.
I'm a little,
please don't go.
One of my questions.
Please don't go home. I just said, look, it's your decision. Mm. If I get a vote, I say come home, but you do what you want to do.
Oh, I hope he does it. One of my questions, though, was, is he packing a guitar? Because I bet he hasn't not played guitar.
I know.
For a full week in a long time.
I know. No, I don't believe that he is. That's, he's all about the weight that he's carrying, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what his plan is. And
riveting.
I'm riveted. That's for sure.
Do it.
What does my week look like next
week?
Go,
John. Do it.
Go, John.
Your week looks like Bottle Rock.
Yeah. Well, if he stays, I will go to Bottle Rock. If he doesn't stay, I'm not. I don't know if I'm going or not. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.